Let's continue reading the first 20 verses of Matthew chapter 15. In these verses, the Lord condemned the Pharisees for their korban vows and their moral defilement. Matthew chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. Then the scribes and Pharisees, who were from Jerusalem, came to Jesus saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." He answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God,' then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, "Hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." Then his disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." Then Peter answered and said to him, "Explain this parable to us." So Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." Once again, let's consider some background notes. You know, if you go to the so-called Wailing Wall or Western Wall of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem today, you will see Orthodox Jews going through ritualistic washings before they go up to the wall and pray. This tradition of ritualistic washings goes all the way back to Bible days, and it is what the Pharisees were referring to here in verse 2 when they asked the Lord, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." There was nothing in the law that required ritualistic washings before eating. The people were to be ceremonially clean when they worshiped the Lord, but there was nothing in the law that required elaborate ritual washing of the hands before eating a meal. But over the years, the Jews had added to the law of God, and these additions became known as the tradition of the elders. During the intertestamental period, when the Jews were in Babylon, many additional regulations were added to the Jews' way of life, and over the years, they became traditions, called here the tradition of the elders in verse 2. These are the traditions that our Lord condemned because the Jews had made these traditions more important than the Word of God itself. And in some cases, as here, these traditions were not only unbiblical, they actually invalidated the Word of God. In verse 3, the Lord said to the Pharisees, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition?" And in verse 6, the Lord said, "Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition." And in verses 7 through 9, the Lord Jesus said, "Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" Now, there is a place for good traditions that are in line with the Word of God, but that's not what's in view here. These handed down unbiblical Jewish traditions were written down in what is known as the Jewish Talmud. and is still followed today by Orthodox Jews. Now, don't confuse the Talmud with the Torah. The Torah is Bible. The Torah is the law, the first five books of the Bible, or the Pentateuch. The Talmud is not part of the Bible. It is the Jewish ceremonial laws that were added by tradition. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points. So doctrinal teaching point number one, the Lord condemned the Pharisees for their evil practice of Korban. The Lord condemned the Pharisees for their evil practice of Korban. In response to the Pharisees' complaint that the disciples were not ritualistically washing their hands, the Lord said in verses 3 through 5, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me, is a gift to God.'" The word korban means given to God. This is what the self-righteous Pharisees were saying about their material possessions. It is given to God, or it is korban. In fact, this is the expression that we read in the parallel account in Mark chapter 7. "But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever profit you might have received from me is korban,' that is, a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother." Mark chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. Now, there is nothing negative about the expression itself. It is korban, that is, given to God. In fact, it can be used in a good way. But you see, the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees were using it in an evil way. The law of God said, "Honor your father and mother," verse 4. To honor your father and mother certainly included taking care of them, especially in their old age. And that biblical principle should certainly be followed today. We have a responsibility to care for our parents as they get older and need more help, including financial help in many cases. But these greedy, selfish, self-righteous scribes and Pharisees were not taking care of their aged parents. And remember, there were no pension plans or retirement plans in that day. And in order to get around the law, these self-righteous scribes and Pharisees took a korban vow. They declared all their material possessions as korban. "I'm sorry, Dad and Mom. I can't help you because I've dedicated everything I have to God." Now, they didn't really give their material possessions to the Lord. It was just a way around the law and an excuse for not being responsible toward their aging parents. And the Lord called it evil. I think there's a lesson here for us, right? Let's be careful that we don't play evil games like this, like tying up our money in investments that can't be touched and using that as an excuse for not helping where we should help and not supporting the Lord's work or only giving token amounts to the Lord's work. From God's perspective, this is an evil practice. Let's examine our hearts. The Lord condemned the Pharisees for their evil practice of korban. Doctrine point number two. The Lord condemned the Pharisees for the evil that proceeded out of their hearts. The Lord condemned the Pharisees for the evil that proceeded out of their hearts. The self-righteous Pharisees were finding fault with the disciples for not going through with the traditional ritualistic washings and thus defiling themselves. So they thought and taught. The Lord said, "No, you are wrong. You've got it backwards. You are blind hypocrites and misleading the common people. It's not what enters into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." The Lord is not saying here, by the way, that you can drink poison and eat with dirty hands. No, he's talking about moral defilement. Look down at verses 17 through 20. "Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. What a lesson for us today. You know, there are Pharisees in the church today. They are very concerned about appearing righteous. They have their list of things that they do and they don't do, and they even judge the spirituality of others by their list. That list may even include clothes and mannerisms. But at the same time, these same people have a thought life that is morally corrupt. They are selfish and proud and self-righteous and unforgiving and fault-finding and hypocritical and blind, modern Pharisees. There's a warning for all of us, isn't it? The Lord condemned the Pharisees for the evil that proceeded out of their mouths. What about practical application? Sometimes we should offend certain people. Sometimes we should offend certain people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 32, we read, "Give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or to the church of God." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 3, we read, "We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed or may not be discredited." So that's the norm. We should not offend people. But there is a time and place for offending certain people. Here in Matthew chapter 15, in verse 12, we read that the Pharisees were offended at what Jesus said because he was speaking out against them. Notice that the Lord did not say, "Oh, I'm sorry I offended you." Instead, he said these self-righteous Pharisees were plants of the enemy and would be uprooted, verse 13. And they were blind leaders of the blind, verse 14. So there is a place for offending certain people. Illustration. If you were to get up and walk out of this auditorium in a disruptive way, because you did not like my style of preaching, or my clothes, or something else, that would be offensive and wrong. I'm looking around here. Sure, no way. But let's say I was preaching false doctrine and saying that there was no hell and Jesus was only a good man and not fully God. Well, then you should get up and walk out. You should even get up and refute my false teaching, whether it offends me or not. You see the point. Normally, we don't offend people, but there is a time and place to offend certain people. People who preach false doctrine and people who promote moral decadence. Sometimes we should offend certain people. And it's high time we begin to offend certain people. Think of the educators out there that are preaching atheistic evolution. They need to be offended. Think of the media people promoting moral decadence. There is a place where we are to offend. Sometimes we should offend certain people.